Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John and I have been doing our show together for 18 years, and in that 18 years, we've had plenty of dumb fights. Everybody has a stupid fight.
Dumbest, most ridiculous, pointless argument that you've ever gotten into. I tend to remember arguments where I actually stopped because it was so stupid.
Yeah, right?
And said, you know what? I'm just going to back out of this right now. I'm still kind of PO'd, but I'm going to go downstairs because I feel like a tool. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, at the time, you're like, 833-287-1037, dumbest argument ever.
We get a fight over directions. I mean, going the wrong way on making a wrong turn and not stopping and... Men in their directions. They are, you know, absolutely right all the time. They think right.
I have a problem with this entire conversation.
Men in their directions.
Okay.
When we moved out here, Tammy will vouch for me on this one. When we moved out here, even though I had a fully functioning GPS, I chose not to use it because I wanted to learn myself how to navigate the streets of a strange city. I mean, this is a big city. We came from Madison, Wisconsin to San Diego. That's big culture shock. So don't be like all men and their directions. I purposely learned to drive out here so I wouldn't hear that.
Because you had help.
Oh, yes. I'd probably just still be driving around a roundabout if it wasn't for Tammy. Where do I go? What's happening? I had help. Thank you for that. This is a good one. Dumbest argument you've ever gotten into. Mm-hmm. We might have a winner right off the bat with this.
My husband always gets celebrities confused, and one time we were at the mall, and he was convinced that Jerry O'Connell was at the mall, and I was like, that's insane. There's no way a guy from Stand By Me is coming out of the Old Navy, and he was 100% sure, and to this day, he will stand by the fact that was him, and that was a pun, and that was 4 years ago.
That's awesome. Don't tell me Vern from Stand By Me can't be digging on some Old Navy clothes.
Yeah, that's hilarious. No, it was him. I know it.
My daughters and I were out having pizza one day, and we had just saw Soul Surfer, the Bethany Hamilton story, you know, that movie. And we saw a beautiful young blonde-haired woman with one arm.
Right.
And I swear to God, I thought it was Bethany Hamilton.
Sure.
I mean, I'm telling my daughters, it's Bethany Hamilton right there. Like, no, it's not that. I'm like, no, it is. I mean, look at her. She's actually even acting like she's not somebody, knowing everyone's talking about her. They're like, what are you talking about? She's eating a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Julia, my youngest, let me know that Bethany Hamilton had her arm taken off at the shoulder by that shark in the water. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, this poor woman who was just eating her pizza had her arm off at the elbow. So that might have been an issue that it wasn't Bethany Hamilton. Exactly. Turns out there are more one-armed, blonde-haired women in the world than Bethany Hamilton.
And you argued it.
But I swear, I was like, I'm going to go over it. I have to. I was inspired by the story. I have to go talk to her.
Yeah, exactly. 833-287-1037. We want to hear the dumbest argument you ever found yourself in.
833-287-1037. We go to City Heights. Start off with Natalie. Dumbest argument you've ever been in.
Okay, so my roommate and I, we have a habit of saying the same thing in different ways, and so we end up arguing even though we're both right. And I was telling her we have something to go to in a week, and she's like, okay, in 7 days. I'm like, no, in 6 days, because, you know, you don't count the day that it is. And she's like, no, a week is 7 days. I'm like, no, I know. And, like, we went back and forth for a few minutes, and then we both stopped, and we're both like, we are grown adults. We know how many days are in a week. Are we really fighting about this?
That's hilarious.
Now? But there's a lot of tension.
Especially because you both are so sure that you're right.
Yeah.
I know. And we're like, how are we arguing about how many days are in a week right now? I'm like, it's been 6 days. She's like, there's 7 days in a week. I'm like, I know. It's been 1 week. She's like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
That's
How about
awesome.
You both just say, let's leave next Saturday? How's that?
we both just looked at each other. We stopped talking, and we walked
awesome.
Out of the room. Like, we can't. Right? This is ridiculous.
All right, Natalie. Well, admitting it is one step to fixing it, so well done. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Megan in North Park. Megan, dumbest argument ever.
We were driving in a two-lane street, and the person in front of us had a flat tire. So we were trying to decide if we could sell them. We did, and I pulled to the side of the car, rolled down his window because he's a passenger, and he got nervous and rolled up the window, and we got into a fight about how we decided to tell them they had a flat tire, and then he was too scared to. And it lasted like 20 minutes of arguing.
Who ended up winning?
I think I lost. Just because he's like, well, we shouldn't freak her out. She's going to freak out if someone's yelling at her. And she won't know it's about the tire.
Right. And you're like, but she needs to know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Thank you very much, Megan. Take care. Sherry, you're in Lakeside. Dumbest argument you ever gotten into.
Me and my twin sister actually argued over who turned the fan off.
Oh my God.
In the dining room.
How long did that argument go on for?
It went on for probably a good 2 hours.
Oh, man.
You could have built a new fan, turned it on and off yourself.
Exactly. And it was so stupid. We both just we looked at each other and then we're like, we just quit talking.
Oh. You just wasted 2 hours of your life, too.
Exactly.
Finish it once and for all. Who turned the fan off?
She did.
You're darn right she did. You're darn right she did.
That's great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.